Chapter 2. I love it here. The next morning at breakfast, Marilla said, "Well, Anne, we have decided to adopt you." Anne started to cry. "Why, child, what's the matter?" asked Marilla. "I'm crying," said Anne, "because I'm so happy. I love it here. Oh, thank you, thank you."
"Now stop crying, child," said Marilla. She was a bit upset because Anne was crying. Anne stopped crying and said,
"Can I call you Aunt Marilla? I've never had any family at all, so I'd really like to have a nice and kind aunt. We could imagine you're my mother's sister."
Marilla was surprised. "I couldn't do that," answered Marilla firmly. Now Anne was surprised. "Don't you ever imagine things?" she asked.
"No, I don't have time for that," Marilla said. "I do the housework and look after Matthew. There's no time in this house to imagine things." Anne was quiet for a short time. Then she said,
"Marilla, do you think I'll find a best friend here? I've always wanted to have a friend."
Marilla said, "Our friends, the Barrys, have a daughter, Diana. She is 11, like you."
"Diana, what a beautiful name," said Anne. "Her hair isn't red, is it? I hope it isn't. I hate my hair. Red is so ugly."
"Diana has dark hair," said Marilla. When Anne met Diana, the two girls knew that they would be best friends. In the morning, Anne helped Marilla around the house. Then in the afternoon, she played with Diana or talked happily with Matthew while he worked on the farm. She soon knew the names of every flower, tree, and animal at Green Gables, and she loved them all. One person who wanted to know everything in Avonlea was Mrs. Rachel Lynde. She was very interested in the Cuthberts' orphan girl. Mrs. Lynde decided to visit Green Gables. Marilla welcomed Mrs. Lynde into the farmhouse and told her all about Anne. "So you and Matthew have decided to adopt her," said Mrs. Lynde. Marilla said with a smile, "She's a clever little thing. She's brought some joy and laughter to this house." But Mrs. Lynde shook her head sadly. "You've made a mistake, Marilla." Just then, Anne ran in from the garden. Mrs. Lynde looked at the thin little girl.
"Isn't she thin, Marilla?" asked Mrs. Lynde. "And just look at those freckles. And that hair, red as carrots." Anne's face became very red.
"I hate you," she shouted angrily. "I hate you. You're a fat, old, terrible woman."
Then Anne ran upstairs to her room.
"Oh dear, what a terrible child.
said Mrs. Lynde. "You'll have a lot of problems with that one. I can tell you that." Marilla replied, "You were rude to her, Rachel." Mrs. Lynde was very surprised. "Well," she said, "I think this orphan girl is more important to you than I am. Well, I'm sorry for you, that's all. Goodbye." Then Marilla went up to Anne's room. The child was lying on her narrow bed. Her face was on her pillow, and she was crying. "You shouldn't get angry like that," Marilla said softly. Anne lifted her head and said, "She was mean to me." "I understand how you feel," said Marilla, "but you must go to her and apologize for your rudeness." Anne's head dropped down. "I can never do that," she said. "Then you must stay in your room and think about it," Marilla said firmly. "You can come out when you're ready to apologize." Breakfast, lunch, and dinner seemed very quiet without Anne. That evening, Matthew quietly went upstairs. The little girl was sitting sadly by the window. "Anne," said Matthew, "why don't you say you're sorry?" "I am sorry now," said Anne. "I was very angry yesterday. But when I woke up this morning, I wasn't angry anymore. I was even a little ashamed. But do you really want me to apologize?" "Yes, that's the very word," said Matthew. "I really don't want to apologize to that woman," she said. Then she looked at Matthew's kind face. "But I would do anything for you." Anne sighed. "Okay, I'll do it." Matthew smiled. "That's a good girl," he said. Marilla was pleased to hear that Anne would apologize. Later that evening, she and Anne visited Mrs. Lynde's house. Anne fell on her knees in Mrs. Lynde's warm kitchen. "Oh, Mrs. Lynde," cried the little girl, "I'm so sorry. I can't tell you how sorry I am, so you must just imagine it. But please, say that you will forgive me. I'll be sad all my life if you don't." Marilla looked closely at Anne. She thought Anne was not really sorry. However, Mrs. Lynde said kindly, "Of course, I forgive you, Anne. I said your hair is a terrible red. But don't worry. I had a friend once who had red hair like yours. When she grew up, it became a beautiful brown. Now, you can go play in my garden." When Anne was gone, Mrs. Lynde turned to Marilla. "She's a strange little girl. She gets angry easily, but she also cools down fast. That's better than a child who hides her feelings. She has a strange way of talking, but I think I like her."